very much. The next witness is Ms. Lowell Bone.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Veena Lal Boon. I'm employed by Southland District Council as an environmental health officer since 2015. In the past, I've worked for my own company called Environmental Health Plus Limited, contracting to Southland District Council from 2010 to 2015. And I've also worked for Manukau City Council in South Auckland as an environmental scientist from 2002 to 2008. In these roles, I've undertaken the following: assessment of resource and building consent applications in relation to on-site effluent systems, catchment monitoring surveys, evaluating contamination of stormwater systems from on-site wastewater systems, and undertaking recreational bathing water surveys. Today, I'm representing Invercargill City Council, Gore District Council, and Southland District Council, the councils, in relation to discharges from on-site wastewater systems. My concerns, or the council concerns, in relation to this is that we are constantly applying the permitted activity rules that apply to discharges from these systems and have concerns regarding the wording and interpretation of these rules. In future, the proposed water and land plan will cause misunderstandings and will limit some systems from operating in Southland. The problem with the plan, I looked at Rule 26B3 on page 55. It said the discharge does not result in wastewater being visible on the ground surface. The hearing report stated the following on page 332B4. It was changed to, there is no discharge above the soil surface. The above deletion was a result of submission from the councils. The wording, there is no discharge above the soil surface, does not achieve what was sought in the submission. The submission said, the discharge does not result in wastewater ponding on the ground surface. Changing this rule to read, there is no discharge above the soil surface, is not consistent with part 5 of the standard. That's Australia, New Zealand, 1547-2012, as it will limit systems such as surface irrigation and spray irrigation from being installed in Southland. It must be noted that these systems are installed above the soil surface and discharge effluent to the soil surface. Therefore, the Council's request the wording is changed back to the discharge does not result in wastewater ponding on the ground surface. I also looked at Rule 26B8 on page 333 of the hearing report. It said, for any land application system, one, the soil beneath the soil infiltration surface is maintained as free draining, I stress the word free draining, to a depth of at least 600 millimetres. The Council's submission requested this rule include the criteria of permitted activity as follows. 8. The system is designed so that 1. The soil beneath the soil infiltration surface is maintained as permeable or free draining to a depth of at least 600 millimetres. And 2. The bottom of the soil infiltration surface is no less than 900 millimetres above soil characteristics associated with the mean seasonal high groundwater table in any perched water. The councils note that the hearing report recommends that the suggested criteria be included. The councils are concerned that point 1 above, which says the soil beneath the soil infiltration surface is free draining to a depth of at least 600 millimetres, presents an unintended consequence of the wording, which is that even if a system has been designed for the low permeability layer of the soil profile, it will get caught by the initial wording of the rule and be a discretionary activity, which is not appropriate. The council requests that point 1 above be replaced The system is designed for the layer with the lowest permeability in the 900 millimeter soil profile underlying the infiltration surface. The above will be consistent with the requirements of the New Zealand standard. Clause 5231, relating to the design of on-site systems, allows the regulatory authority to set the clearance depth for assessing the most restrictive layer to be used for design purposes.
You don't need to read.
I don't need to read the clause.
In fact, you don't need to read the evidence at all because we've read it. We're just carrying on.
Okay.
But don't read out loud the excerpts.
Okay. The next point we looked at was about the definition of on-site wastewater system. That in.
So look. Paragraph 18, don't read out the quote, but just bounce down to paragraph 19.
So what we have looked at here, in the wordings, the definition has been repeated. So what the council has requested that the definition does not need to be repeated under the rules because it's already in the glossary.
Sorry. Because I've interjected, I've obviously disrupted your flow. So just carry on reading out your paragraphs, but just don't read out where you quote from a document.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. The next is definition on on-site wastewater system, page 334.
Just go to 19.
We are discussing the definition. The councils are concerned that the above definition does not provide for the multiple dwellings or commercial facilities in one land holding. The standard does not limit wastewater discharge from one dwelling. The discharge can be from multiple dwellings or commercial facilities, provided the discharge volume does not exceed the permitted activity set criteria. The Council's request that the wording be changed as follows. The collection, treatment and disposal or reuse of wastewater from dwellings or commercial facilities on the same landholding as it is generated. The Council's request that the last sentence be deleted because their definition of domestic wastewater as defined in the hearing report already assesses the meaning of wastewater.
Thank you. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that evidence and the points you made are practical and well made, and thank you for suggesting solutions to the issues that you've raised. I'll just see if we have any other questions for you. Morris, any questions?
I think it's pretty clear. I'm still a little bit confused about Rule 26B8, little Roman 8 there, in terms of the difference between 900 millimetres and 600 millimetres. Is that because if you've got 900 there, the 600 is redundant, or the other way around?
That we put forward that 900 millimetres to be consistent with the separation distance to groundwater as it appears in the rule.
So you just need one, you don't need 600 and 900, you just
no,
need the 900.
No, we just need one. Yeah.
So that's a bit more, that provides a bit more safety, doesn't it?
Yes, the separation distances do that, yeah.
Okay, good, thank you, that's really helpful.
No questions, thanks.
No, I mean,
and Lloyd, any questions?
No, no, please,
thank you. No, nothing further from me.
Councillor Roy raised a question in regards to
Monitoring.
As I understood, your question was if there has been any historical issues identified with was it about infrastructure systems?
No, that was the preamble. We're aware that there's historical issues and there's illegal activity which allows sewage into stormwater drainage. So my question was, what's happening to monitor public health, knowing that at times that contamination occurs?
I'm not sure what happens at the moment, but in the past when I worked for Invercargill City Council, whenever there was an overflow, the environmental health staff went and signposted for the public to know that there has been overflow or spillage or something like that. But I can always find out that answer for you as to what's happening currently.
Yeah, so there's probably two issues there, isn't there? There's when we have a known overflow and when there's other illegal activity, such as one of the previous submitted suggested people hooking up to stormwater sewage and that. is there a monitoring process on that stormwater, either spasmodically or regularly, to just monitor what may or may not be happening there?
I'm not currently sure if there is. But in the past in Auckland, I used to do the monitoring of the stormwater systems to see if there was any contamination from sewage.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much. Next witness.